Yesterday in Tallahassee, the Senate Health Regulation Committee approved legislation requiring ultrasounds prior to an abortion in the first trimester of a woman's pregnancy. A similar bill was passed in the entire House last week. The Senate bill is being sponsored by Winter Park Republican Daniel Webster. In advocating for the bill, he said on the Senate's floor yesterday that, quote, "What's the difference between the last 6 months and the first three? It's just a matter of where that fetus is in the development, and this is an opportunity to see firsthand. This is better information than a piece of paper." Speaking to the committee in opposition were representatives from the Florida National Organization for Women and from Florida Planned Parenthood. Adrian Kimmel is the executive director of the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood Affiliates.
Planned Parenthood is opposed to Senate Bill 2400 because what it does is ties the hands of doctors from acting in the best interest of their patients and eliminates the ability for physicians to use their best medical judgment as to what procedures may or may not be appropriate for an individual patient, or in this case, individual woman. The concern with the bill specifically is that it mandates an ultrasound be performed prior to an abortion. Planned Parenthood fully supports having full information and counseling prior to any kind of health care services that a person might need. However, tying the hands of doctors and interfering with the doctor-patient relationship essentially will result in our legislators being in the exam room and actually legislators determining what is best for a patient as opposed to doctors who are best qualified to make those judgments.
Jessica Lowe is a lobbyist for the Florida National Organization for Women. She says her group is against the bill for several reasons, including that it will make an abortion more expensive.
Abortions are already sort of cost prohibitive. They're already very expensive. And this could potentially add an additional $100 to $200 to that procedure. And in essence, could cause first trimester abortions to be inaccessible for a number of women, particularly low-income women.
Another concern that Florida now has is that the bill provides an exception for viewing requirements for women who are victims of rape, incest, and sexual assault. The problem is that it requires documentation, according to the group's lobbyist in Tallahassee, Jessica Lowe.
So they have to provide a police report or something to that effect. And in most instances of sexual assault, women don't report the assault. So statistics indicate that in well over 60% of cases, the sexual assault is not actually reported to the police. And so a majority of women who have been sexually assaulted and become pregnant from that assault won't have the documentation that they need in order to bypass the ultrasound requirement, and this is going to sort of add to their trauma.
The legislation is by no means a sure thing at this time. It still must be approved by the entire Senate. If it were to get through that chamber, it would then need the signature of Governor Charlie Crist. Adrian Kimmel, executive director of the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood Affiliates, says the group will put maximum pressure on the governor to veto the bill if it reaches his desk.
As Florida and the rest of the country is in the midst of a health care crisis, reducing access to health care, when we have the opportunity, the legislature has the opportunity to expand access to health care and expand access to preventative health care, specifically birth control and comprehensive sex education, that are actually real solutions to preventing unintended pregnancy and reducing the need for abortion. Senate Bill 2400 does nothing to reduce the need for abortion, and if its sponsors and proponents claim that it does, we hope that if they're so interested in doing that, they will join with us and support bills like the Healthy Teens Act and the Prevention First Act.